First Chronicles 29, verses 10 through 15, these are God's words. Therefore David blessed Yahweh before all the assembly, and David said, Blessed are you, Yahweh God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Yahweh, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Yahweh. You are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. And in your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given to you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and without hope. So far, the reading of God's word. So, David has just finished collecting things for the building of the temple. But one of the points that we see about the temple, both here at the collection and then after it's built, is that God is infinite. He's infinitely more glorious than any temple could ever be. And he can't be contained in any temple. So as David praises Yahweh, he doesn't say, I praise you, O Yahweh, who are getting a house that is fit for you. He says, I praise you, O Yahweh, for whom nothing can be fit, because yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, everything that is in heaven and on earth is your kingdom, Yahweh. You are exalted as head over all. He says, we don't deserve to be able to give you anything, and yet you have chosen to give us strength, and you have chosen to give us riches. You have chosen to give us honor. You have chosen to make us able to offer willingly to you. And then as he considers what we are, as he says, our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. Compared to the infinite eternal God, a man, even if his life was 969 years as Methuselah, even if he was able to do all the things of Solomon. What did Solomon say about all that he had done under the sun? That considered in and of itself, it was a vapor. It was hevel, vanity. Like the morning mist that burns off, or as verse 15 puts it, as a shadow. Ever been outside on a sunny day and there's a fast moving cloud and the shadow moves over you very quickly and you just kind of get a little bit of a sensation of it being slightly shadier, slightly cooler, and then it's gone. And you look up and you're like, what was that? And you're like, oh, it was a shadow. The greatest life of the greatest man ever on earth is like that shadow. Barely notice it while it's there, and the moment it's gone, it's like it had never existed. Life as a vapor. So, it says, you can't understate our importance, and you can't overstate God's glory, and yet, God has decided to give himself glory, to give himself worship through us, to enable us to worship him, to enable us to offer to him. It's a great privilege to offer unto God. Now, this applies whether it's David and Israel collecting for the building of the earthly temple, or whether it's you offering your body as a living sacrifice day by day. You wake up in the morning, these hands are yours, Lord, these feet are yours, this brain is yours, my time is yours, my energy is yours. Everything belongs to you, my Lord, who have redeemed me with such amazing grace. In view of your mercy, I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. The infinite greatness of God and the infinitesimal smallness of us makes his grace a combination or a result of two infinities. And it's an amazing thing that we get to belong to God. It's an amazing thing that we get to offer him. Therefore, there's no room for pride for us. Whenever we end up in a conversation where each one is trying to show how clever they are, or how much they know, or what they can do, or how cool they are, or how experienced, or whatever it is, it's just ridiculous. Because here we are, always before the face of God, like we were thinking about Nimrod before the face of Yahweh, remember? And the people at Babel, and building, thinking that they can make a name for themselves instead of living for God's name. Well, here we have another reminder that all the glory, all the greatness, all the honor belong to God. And whatever measure he gives to us is undeserved mercy, undeserved favor is grace. And the greatest honor he ever gives us is the honor of being permitted to worship him. So let's thank him for that. Let's ask him to humble our hearts so that we would be amazed at him, so that we would love to worship him, so that we would consider worshiping him at set times like this, and then also offering our entire lives to him in worship. As acts of worship, that we would consider that our greatest privilege. It's clear. Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to be continually mindful that yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty, and that you are exalted as head over all. And we pray that you would cause us to see what a privilege it is that we may even just be enabled to worship you, that we may be enabled to offer our whole lives to you. Help us to live with that thankfulness and joy. Help us to live in a way that adores you with all that we are and everything that we do. For we ask it in Jesus' name and your children here say, Amen.